Welcome to Maseches Sota, Perek Ches, Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah begins, continuing the concept or the idea of the Jewish people going out to war, and the Kohen Meshuach Melchama, the special Kohen anointed, just for battle purposes, addressing the people. Says the Mishnah, V'dibru ha-shaitrim el ha'amleim, or it quotes the pasuk that says that the shaitrim, the enforcers, would speak to the nation, and they would say, Mi ha'ish asher bana bayis chadosh v'lei chanochai. Is there anyone here that built a new home and didn't yet have a chance to use it? Yelech v'yasher l'reise. Let them go and return to their home. They don't have to go out to war. Echad abayna beis ha-tevin, says the Mishnah, whether one just constructed a beis ha-tevin, a shack to house his straw, beis habakar, a barn, beis ha-eitzim, a storage facility for wood, beis ha-eitzreis, a storage facility for wine, for oil, for grain, Echad abayna, whether someone built it himself, v'echad alekeach, whether someone purchases it, v'echad ayirish, or whether somebody inherits it, v'echad shenitan le'matana, whether it was given to a person as a gift. In all these situations, if he did not yet have a chance to use it, he goes back from war and he does not have to fight. The pasuk continues, "Umi ha'ish asher nata kerem v'lei chilalei." Is there anyone here that planted a vineyard and did not yet have a chance to use it? Halacha is one who plants a vineyard for the first 3 years. He's not allowed to use the grapes that grow from it. That's called Arla. Even in the fourth year, which is called Kerem Revai, he has to bring up the fruits to Yerushalayim, or at least to be paid to them, to redeem them and take the money that replaces it, up to Yerushalayim, similar to the halachas of Ma'aser Sheni. And then he can eat the fruit. As the pasuk says, if somebody has a Kerem Revai, if they're in the fourth year of their vineyardship, and they never yet had a chance to be paid to redeem it, they go back for more. Says the Mishnah Achran Oteya Kerem, whether one planted a vineyard, Achran Oteya Chamisha Ilanei Machel, or one planted five fruit-bearing trees, Afilu Mechameshus Haminim, even if they're five separate types, you have an apple, an orange, a pear, apricot, peach, whatever, Echran Oteya, whether one plants it, Echran HaMavrich, or one is Mavrich, we saw this previously, Mavrich is that somebody takes a branch of a vine and puts it into the ground, and it ends up growing its own vineyard from over there. Or hamarkis, somebody who takes a branch and from one tree and then grafts it into another tree. Vechad alekech, whether one purchases a vineyard. Vechad ayirish, whether one inherits it. Vechad shenitan le'matana, whether one receives it as a gift. The halacha is he comes back for more. Omiha isha asher eires isha. Is there anyone here that betrothed a woman? He too goes home. Says the Mishnah Chalama Arsesa Besula, whether he betrothed a girl that was never married before, vechadam aris esalmana, or a widow, hafilu shemaris yavam, even if a fellow's brother passed away, and his widowed wife with no children is waiting for him to do even to marry her, hafilu shama shemais echel b'melchama, and even if he heard that his brother died in this particular war, and his brother's wife needs yibam, in all these cases, chayzer, he returns ubaloi, and he comes back to marry this woman, his betrothed, or his yivama. All these people hear the words of the Kohen when they're actually in the battlefield. And then they come back. Now, even though they come back and they are released from the army, they still have a task. They provide water, they provide food, they provide logistics. And they also fix the roads or do different types of military logistics, so that the people back home, or even the people in the war, are taken care of. Let's try one more. Mishnah says, Mishnah 3. These people don't return. Haboyne beis shahar, if a person just builds a guard booth at the entrance of the courtyard to his home, achsadra, or a person builds a portico, marpeset, a porch, hamnetea arba ilanei machel, if a person only plants four fruit trees, v'chamisha ilanei srak, or five trees, but they're not fruit producing, a machzeres grusha, says someone that remarries his own divorcee, or if, let's say, the people that he married, he's betrothed to, are people that he's not supposed to. For example, a man lekayin gadol, a widow to a high priest, grusha v'chalutz lekayin hegit, a divorcee or a woman that needed chalutz, chalitza, somebody whose husband passed away, she's a widow, and he doesn't want her brother-in-law doesn't want to marry her, he just wants to do chalitza, the ceremony that frees her, mamzeres, a bastard, a nesina, one of the nesinim, which is a nation that were prohibited to marry, the Yisrael marries a man, or Bas Yisrael, a mamzer, or a nusin, or you have a Jewish girl marrying a mamzer, or a nusin, or a yachayzer, none of these go back. Rabbi Huda says, somebody who rebuilt his home on the same structure that was there, he doesn't go back. Rabbi Lazar, somebody who builds a home on an elevated home in the Sharon, where they had to rebuild their homes twice every 7 years, he doesn't go back because this house, since it doesn't really endure and it doesn't last, he holds that he has no right to return for more. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful end of the year.